Okay, welcome to the very first podcast for Freeman's Fitness. Thank you for listening, and I hope you will enjoy the show. So in this podcast, we will be going into a very wide range of different topics, but they all are centered around health and fitness. So given that I own a gym, I am a personal trainer, I work primarily with helping people gain a greater, you know, greater health, greater fitness, greater ability to live the life that they want. And so most of those topics, you know, that tend to be in the health and fitness world are very much, you know, just about the gym, just about how to get to the gym more and how to eat certain foods. So what I want to do is basically expand that out. So not just talking about how to eat better and how to, you know, do a couple more workouts, because that's only really part of the issue. Health in what I try and teach people and what I try and get my clients is more about a wide range of things. So I'm going to be talking about financial situations, how you can improve your finances. Because if you don't have your finances under control, it's going to cause you stress. It's going to cause you an inability to buy the foods that you need and spend the money on the things that you need to be healthy. So health and fitness can delve into many things. It can go a lot deeper than just, you know, just a workout, just lifting some weights. So a couple of different topics I'll be talking about are challenges, you know, challenging yourself, developing better relationships, developing a better time at work. So whether or not you work for yourself or you work for somebody else, you're in a job, whatever it may be, working out how you can make that the best situation you can be in. I'll be talking about business, of course, because business is integral for people who are, you know, running a business to their own health, because it's one of the biggest causes of stress and lacking fulfillment when the business doesn't go the way that we want it to go. And I'll be talking about leadership, so that's both in, you know, a context of outside leading other people, but also in leading ourselves, so in leading ourself to where we want to go, because leadership is kind of the core element. And so I'll also touch on some of my own hobbies, like my involvement in the fire brigade and how that comes back to health and fitness, and any lessons that I'll learn from there over to health and fitness. So my background, well, I studied originally after I left high school, had a few different jobs here and there, but then studied psychology, was going to go into the field of psychology, but then took a different turn and decided to study fitness and study fitness training. And so through that, I discovered that fitness was really where I wanted to be and where I was able to help people make massive changes in their lives. Whereas, I mean, not to say psychology couldn't do this too, but for me, I just felt much more at home with the fitness side of things. So the type of fitness that I was teaching was a little bit different than the mainstream. I was much more into the weight training, much more into the body recomposition, you know, getting that body fat down and getting some more muscle mass. And so I trained a lot of people over the years. Been doing it about 4 years, training people. And I started out in my garage originally. I just had a small garage gym where I was training people. I then had a gym in the northern parts of Sydney where I was training, which I bought from another lady who was retiring. And then I took her gym for about 18 months and ran that. And that was good. You know, I learned a lot of lessons about business, about myself, about fitness, and helped about 150 different people, you know, gain a massive improvement in their fitness during that time. So after I closed down that, I then moved to a smaller studio where this is what I do now, and train people in a, you know, one-to-one sometimes, or a one to two or three, and, you know, helping mainly men get fitter, get stronger, and just have more fulfillment in their life through fitness and health. So working out what are the barriers that are stopping people from getting that fitness that deep down they really want, and ensuring that it's a long-term thing. So we're in this for the long haul, not for a short-term fix. So this podcast will, as I said, it will be about a range of things, but essentially they're all going to come back to living a healthier life. And so when we often talk about success, when we talk about how to be successful, often what people really mean is that they just want to be happier. They want to feel more fulfilled with what they're doing. So when I talk about success, when I talk about, you know, winning or whatever it may be, it basically comes down to that at the end of the day. It's working out what things are stopping you from getting to that end goal. So if you're wanting to lose 30 kilos, you know, what are the things in place that are stopping you from getting there, and how can we work out how to change that? If you want to grow your business, what are the barriers that are stopping you from doing so? So the format of the podcast, there will be some shorter episodes, there'll be a couple longer ones. Some of them will be just me talking, and some of them will be interviews with a variety of people. And so toward the end, I will also be talking about Q&As. So I'll cover any questions that people have for me. So if you do have a question related to any of these topics, go ahead and send me an email, daniel@freemansfitness.com.au, or you can click contact on the webpage or on my Facebook page or wherever it is. Add me on Facebook, ask the question, and I'll be able to answer it in the next week's podcast. So we'll get into today's podcast. So today's podcast, we'll be talking about priorities and values. So these kind of underpin anything else that we talk about. And it's something that, you know, people tend to have out of whack. They tend to have their priorities very different from their values and so what they're actually spending their time on. So I'll be spending a bit of time talking about your values, talking about how to prioritize those values in your life, and why time and money are the two biggest things that you need to be managing properly. So many of the clients that I've had in the time that I've been training, they are struggling because of this imbalance between their values, between what they value in their core and what they say they value, and what they're actually spending their life doing. And so this can be, it can be so varied, but it's the same root problem. But I mean, it can be somebody who's working a job when they wanted to own a business, or it can be someone who's overweight and unhealthy when all they want to do is be healthier. So it can be many, many different things that this relates to, but it all comes down to working out our values. So what are our values, and why do we need to identify them? Well, if we don't know what our values are, we don't know what we should be spending our time and our energy on. And most of us kind of have an inherent understanding of what we think we value, but identifying them and actually thinking that through as to what we want to value, and you know, that's what's important. So most of the time we go week to week without working on these things, without working on the things that we value. And then this leads to a massive lack of fulfillment. And for many people, this is the key reason that they feel unhappy, or they feel stressed, or they feel like they're not getting enough out of life. They're spending money on a whole lot of things, objects, cars, trying to fill that void of, you know, not getting what they want and not working on the things that they value. And it just leads you more and more unhappiness, basically. So by identifying our core values, we can then manage our lives so that we are progressively working at spending time, money, energy on the things that are important to us. So identifying our values gives us purpose. It gives us a reason that we're doing something. So it gives us that confident air, you know, that what we are doing is worthwhile. And so the term valuable, I mean, that literally means in the Western modern context that something has a physical value. An object is valuable. So you get a piece of a diamond or something and it's valuable. It has value. And so the term is inherent. It's you know, what is your money? What's it to you? So this can be very different for different people. So it can be, some people might value family time. Some people might value free time. Some people might value their volunteer efforts. Some people might value getting ahead in their career. Some people might value their business over anything else. And so there's no necessarily a right or wrong, but you know, it has to be something that you value. It can't be something that somebody else values. It has to be your own. So for myself, as an example, you know, I value being healthy. I value being physically capable. I value spending time firefighting with my fire brigade. I value time reading. I value developing my business to a larger potential. And I value close personal relationships. So obviously there are other things that I value too, but they're kind of the keys. They're the things that I spend most of my energy, most of my time, and most of my money developing, essentially. So think about what things that you value. You know, what are you doing week to week that you wish you could do more of? If you had all the money in the world, what would you still be doing? If I could give you $1 million a year, tax-free, you didn't have to work, what would you be doing with your day? What would you be doing with your week, with your months? So it's easy to think, oh, we'd just go on holiday, and maybe you would, but really have a think about, you know, what you value. So write down the five things that are of the highest value to you, of five things that really mean the most to you. So for a lot of people, this is personal relationships. It's a relationship with their friend or with their family, and it's some of their hobbies. It might be being healthy. It might be being better at work. So, you know, you might have creativity may be one for you. You may value education, discipline, faith. It could be fulfillment. You want to get more fulfillment out of life and do more exciting outdoor activities. You may value happiness. You may value health. You may value being independent. You may value your marriage. You may value being on your own and having that ability to live alone. You might value, you know, learning everything you can about a particular topic. You may value getting a license to fly a plane, getting a license to fly a helicopter, whatever it may be. So write down the five things that are the highest value to you. So they're things that you really want to spend time on. And so like I said before, you know, this is not about other people at all. So you can't take somebody else's values. You have to have your own. So just because somebody else decides that they really enjoy growing their business like myself, I can't say that that's necessarily going to be good for you or that that's going to be a good fit for you. You might not value that at all. So if your job is not important, what is important? If you are listening to this podcast, you know, there's probably a good chance that health and self-development are important to you. Free time, money. So get those five values really written down. And so now that we have those values, now that we have those five core things that mean something to us, that mean probably a lot to us, it gives us a bit more structure when it comes to prioritization. Prioritization is simply, you know, looking at you've got a certain amount of something and how are you going to cut up the chunks of that to make it, you know, make sure that you're spending the right amount on the right things. So obviously, the two things that are going to really identify this are, you know, what you say your values and then what you have as your calendar and your bank account. So if I look at anybody's calendar and anybody's bank account, I can tell what they're truly valuing. They might say that they value their health, but, you know, I've had clients come in, prospective clients, you know, and they'll say, well, I really value my health. I want to get healthier. And they're smokers, so they're spending about $200 a week on smoking. And they're saying they don't have the money to eat healthy food. So you can see clearly right there that they're spending their money on you know, something that's killing them, but also that they're not wanting to spend that money on what they really need, which is the healthy food. So that's not prioritizing their health at all. So they can say they value it all they want, but they're not actually prioritizing it in their life. So if you say, you know, you value family, but in the last month you've spent, you know, you haven't scheduled in a single visit to see anybody in your family. You haven't seen your kids. You've worked late every night. You haven't scheduled out any time. You haven't worked out any time that you're going to see your wife, your kids, whoever it may be. Then maybe you don't value family as much as you first thought. Or if you do, you have to reprioritize. So if you value leadership, but you haven't really developed any challenges and ways to develop this over the next year, then you are not prioritizing it. You're not prioritizing it into your life. So prioritizing basically involves looking at your time and money, and also your energy, your attention, your focus, but your time and money and where it goes. So is it aligning with your values? And so when we break it down, every person has the exact same number of hours per week. We have 7 days a week. We have 24 hours in the day. Most of us sleep 6 to 8 hours a night. So it doesn't matter if you're Donald Trump or if you're a $40,000 a year salary worker. You have the exact same amount of time in a week. So what are you spending that time on? So do you currently plan out your week? Because if you've got a certain amount of hours per week, you've got to spend 40 of them at work or in your business. And I mean, if that's a big value for you, good, you're spending time on that. But if you're valuing these other things, you need to really get this weekly planner and spend at least 30 minutes on a weekend and plan out where you're going to schedule in these activities that you value. So what you'll find after doing this for week after week after week is that you'll feel that fulfillment become bigger in your life, because you're putting the time and energy into these activities that you say you value than that you weren't scheduling in. And so as an example, you know, if you value your health, you value being fit and healthy, then you're going to need to schedule in those 3 to 5 workouts each week. You're going to need to, at the start, block out exactly when you're going to do that. So if that's going to be before work, is it going to be after work, whenever it's going to be, you need to schedule it in. So if you value family time, are you scheduling in a night? Are you working out with the boss how you can come home early on a Tuesday and Thursday so you can go see your children or pick them up from school, or you can come in a bit later and work a bit later? Whatever it may be, are you scheduling in times when you can see your family if you value them, you know? If you value career development, are you scheduling in a Saturday once a fortnight to go over your career and work out ways to develop it, or schedule in courses? You know, so planning your week does take a little bit of time, but it gives you this ability to then focus on the things that you are saying are important. And another thing you can then do is look back on the week past. So you can look back and take note of what you were spending your time on. So you can take stock of what you have done to push yourself towards the goals that you want to reach. So for myself as an example, you know, I value growing my business. And the number one thing that I can do at this point in my business structure is basically sales. So it's following up people, giving people calls and asking them how they're going. And so for me, if I really truly value this, I need to be scheduling this in. So what I do is 2 hours every day, I schedule into my schedule calling people. And, you know, in the last couple months of doing that, it's meant that my values and actual my time and energy have aligned, and my business has grown as a result. So whereas before I said I was valuing these things, but I wasn't scheduling in sales. I wasn't scheduling in the time in my week to do this. So I also schedule in fitness training. So I also, you know, I value being physically healthy and capable of doing things. And so I schedule in my workouts every single week, when I'm going to go hiking, when I'm going to go weight training, and, you know, how I'm going to make sure those are all done, basically. So the other part of the equation is where we're spending our money. So you may have a little bit of money, or you might have a lot of money, and it doesn't really matter if you have some, if you have a lot or if you have a little, you can still be mismanaging it dramatically. And often it's the people with the most money that are mismanaging it the most. So, you know, budgeting is a tool, and it's a great tool that is not often used. And even just the awareness of what we're spending is something that's just not often covered. So I will cover, you know, financial topics, how to be better with your money, how to save more, all that sort of stuff in great depth over the life of the podcast, as I believe, you know, these are crucial components of sorting your life out and being healthy and fit. And but this is even more important, because if you have, just like with time, you have a certain allotment of money that you get each week. If you're spending that on alcohol, if you're spending that on cigarettes, gambling, going out to nightclubs, buying drinks, going out to dinner to eat, when you need that money to start a business that you really want to do, or you need that money to buy healthy food, or you need that money to go to a fitness class that you've been wanting to go to, or a martial arts class, or whatever it may be. So I've got a friend who works full-time and basically doesn't spend much money on anything except learning to fly, which, as many people may know, is extremely expensive, but that's his value, and he's putting all his money, and he's putting his money where his mouth is, essentially, and spending that money where it counts. And as a result, he is much more fulfilled with his life because he now has his pilot's license, because he was willing to put his time and his money toward the things that he valued. And so obviously, you know, you have to work within your limitations when it comes to money. But for the most part, most people are mismanaging their money in a big way. So like my example earlier of the person spending $200 to $300 a week on cigarettes and alcohol, $200 to $300 a week can get you a great trainer three times a week. It can get you a gym membership. It can get you all the healthy food you need. It can get you a whole lot if you say you're valuing your health. Or if you value family time, that extra money means that maybe you could take an extra day off of work entirely, depending on your income, to go see your family more. So really have a think about it with what you're spending your money on. And a good activity is to, you know, print out and take a look at the last 3 to 6 months of your bank statements. So add up the categories, you know, list it all out. What are you spending your money on? You know, you're spending money on a whole lot of things that you probably don't need to be spending money on, that you really don't value, that aren't bringing you that health and happiness that you're after. And so, you know, the Western world, we waste money like crazy, and it doesn't really give us true value. And so, I mean, for some people, if that's what they truly value, and you're really, really happy paying that much for a car or a house or whatever it is, then that's fine too. But you just got to realize that if that's inhibiting your ability to buy things that other things that you value, then you might have to reevaluate just how much you need that car when your children are not seeing you at all because you're working to afford that car. So just taking stock of what is really more valuable to you. So basically, this is what prioritization is. It's just a bit of an intro here to talk about how to prioritize things better, how to make things in your life a priority. And as a result, you'll find much more health, happiness, and fulfillment out of your life if you are scheduling in, if you are prioritizing the right things and progressively doing it over time. So I hope you've gotten a lot out of today's podcast. Short podcast today, introduction, first podcast I've done. So remember to send me through any questions that you have that are related to any of these topics that I've presented, and I'll cover them at this time at the end of the podcast. I'll go over a Q&A. So this can be related to, you know, health and fitness or money or anything that you think is relevant to the health and fitness world. So go ahead and send me through an email, and I'll catch you next week on the podcast.